Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all live from the Bronx here in New York City. And when I say recording live, I am actually recording live because if you can't tell, I'm breathing into the mic and etc. So I try to be funny, but a lot of times I fail, so please forgive me for that horrendous joke. Today I want to talk a little bit about self-care. There are people that I see regularly for confession and guidance and spiritual matters and etc. And one of the things I notice regularly from these amazing people is they all tend to be pretty active within the church, caring for their family, socially engaged in terms of their local communities and et cetera. And when they usually come to me, there is, how do I want to put this? They're not quite in burnout yet, but it's knocking at the door. It's knocking at the door. And, you know, when I bring up the notion of, you know, self-care and taking some time for silence and stepping back from things and et cetera, oh, no, I can't do that. It's selfish. That's selfish. That'd be selfish of me. And I just say, no. You can't give what you don't have. You know, people have problems in their life, and who are we to take those problems away from other people? You know, we can be overly involved with things and thinking that everything is sort of depends on us. You know, this is where self-care really comes into conflict with notions of our pride, our vanity, and et cetera. And then we sort of push self-care aside because, oh, well, that would just be greedy and not charitable and et cetera. The Lord says to love God with our whole heart and to love our neighbor as ourselves. There's three commands of love there. Loving God, loving neighbor, loving self. Self-care means, just as Christ had to go off into the desert, we have to do the things that are necessary in order to care for our overall physical well-being, spiritual well-being, our emotional well-being, our behavioral well-being, all these sort of things, a holistic sort of notion. And I already told the people, I'm like, you already are showing aspects of self-care by coming to speak with me about spiritual things and seeking spiritual guidance. Now, sometimes there's issues that are extremely psychological in nature, and I refer them on to counselors and et cetera as necessary. I am not a psychologist. I will not act like I'm a psychologist, and if something comes up within a spiritual setting that has those ramifications, that sort of form of medicine is of the utmost importance. But then there's other things. Going to the gym, eating healthy. People get so busy in caring for others, you grab here, you grab there. That's why there's a little bit of an obesity issue amongst the clergy. Many clergy are all over the place. Our priests here in the Bronx, our area of the Bronx, we are stretched thin. And God bless these men that are trying their best to care for the people of God the best that they can, you know, and we just get tired. And part of it is making sure we need to realize that certain things the laity need to do. I will not take charity from laity when it is just a means of, oh, Father, could you do this for me? Like quid pro quos. No. Certain things within the life of the parish, laity need to do. Certain things within the life of the church, laity need to do. They're the yeast that is meant to go out into the world to raise it up. I, as a priest, help to prepare the yeast in the church. Just as you got to put hot water on that yeast to work it over to activate it, I got to do that sort of function to give for the laity so they can go out into the world and help to rise up to meet its Lord. So self-care, again, back to my initial point, is of the utmost importance. We need to make sure that we acknowledge these shortcomings in our life. If you've been following me on social media, you know, I've been really, for the last month and a half or so, really putting stuff out there about my health. I'm going to the gym regularly. I'm changing aspects of my diet, what I'm putting into my body. I'm hoping, you know, some people have sent me messages charging me with vanity. Oh, you're so conceited sharing pictures of yourself, etc. I'm 6'5", over 300 pounds. I'm not the most beautiful thing on the world. I put these things out there in order to help to motivate people. I lost a leg, and I had to physically take care of myself if I want to keep going to be the minister of God as He wants me to be. That also means I need to take time in other aspects of my self-care to become aware of what I need to take on, what I don't need to take on, and how do things need to change in those obligations that I already have. So self-care, finding those points where how we can take care of ourselves better, how we can eat better, how we can take care of ourselves spiritually speaking, how we can take care of ourselves mentally speaking, might be open and honest with your spouse about certain struggles and shortcomings and et cetera in your life. All these things are of the most importance. You are a temple of God. Each and every one of you that are listening to this and caring for your temple is a means of showing reverence for our Lord who wishes to dwell in that temple that is your very being, your heart. So I'm getting tired of people saying, well, I can't do that sort of stuff because that's vanity. Yeah, that's my pride. You know, that'd be too greedy. No. Yes, you can use it and go to the extreme and act like busybodies. But if you're listening to me, I'm guessing and I'm going to bet that you're a person that's already taking your life of discipleship, your spiritual life very seriously. You are a person that's maybe at some level of engagement within your local parish, that you're at some level of engagement within your family, that you're a person that is opening to guidance and relationship to spiritual S things. And I'm letting you know the importance of caring for yourself. Even nuns need time to get away from their community in their retreat in order to be able to have their hearts attuned to the whispering presence of the Spirit. The same goes for everyone else in the church. So be not afraid and spend some time this week. I pray, my brothers and sisters, to wrestle with the reality of self-care. What can you do better to take care of yourself so you can live to the fullest of the vocation that you have received from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you want more of my content, go over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find blog posts, links to my Catholic Stand articles. You can find YouTube videos, you can find links to social media platforms I use, and you can email me through that website too. All of this is on my website, thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.